Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with The Moorings. Our fleet of modern, custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than The Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. Nothing less than The Moorings.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
All right, Live Oak, y'all having fun so far?
Woo-hoo!
Y'all fucking know I'm going to ask you to do it again because we're recording. That shit sounds horrible. Are y'all having fun so far?
Yeah.
I know it's early. I know there's 12 of y'all here, but let's be loud. So real quick, I want to acknowledge three of our sponsors that are here. Cottonfield Grill. Thank you, Mr. Kevin. Seth, go fuck yourself, but thank you. Down Yonder Hat Co. Mike with Superior. Thank you for making me look good in this cowboy hat. Thank you so much. Live Oak, love y'all. Thank y'all for letting us do this the past couple years. Zach, this is your round. You put this together, so I want you to introduce everybody up here. And Garrett, I messed up your I can't blame this on the graphic artist, but I'm probably the one that sent him the shit. So, my bad. That's not his Instagram. So, you can tell him what it is in a minute. Make sure throughout the rest of the night, by the way, if you post anything on social media, please tag the artist in it. But, Zach, introduce your friends.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? No, that was weak. How we doing? There we go. That's a little better. We'll work on that.
We're recording. Be loud.
So this is my little group of friends. We're missing a couple that we don't have here tonight. But on the far end, we have my friend, Matt England.
What's good?
Yeah.
This is Emily, and I say her last name different every time, but we're going to go with Artigo.
Yeah.
Emily. Artigo. I'm Zach Davis, and this is my buddy Garrett Schultz, and we're going to be giving y'all an hour of country music, and I hope y'all are ready for it. If y'all hear us singing along, it's because we probably either wrote the song together or we've listened to each other play the song a million times.
Yes, that's right.
So we're going to be cutting up. We're going to be having a good time. I hope y'all do that with us as well. Matt, you can kick it off, baby.
I got you, baby. I'm gonna start it out with a song I wrote by myself. I sent it to a couple people, and they didn't want to write it with me, so I wrote it myself. It's called Over You.
Around every corner, there's a picture of us in my mind, just like it was yesterday. We went cruising down the highway, windows down, with our worries in the wind. Since you made up your mind and put yourself on a one-way flight back home, I've been rolling down memory lane, and there ain't a single porch light on. Being alone ain't as hard as I thought it'd be. Damn it, I'm lying. Drown my sorrow in a bottle of pain just to keep myself from crying. There's a thing I've learned about easing the hurt. It's that a 100 proof will never make you feel
like new. But I'm coming around to the truth that I'll never get over you. Tried every remedy, but everything just seems to be a means to an end. And darling, I've had it. I'd give anything to say how much you mean to me and pull you on in. Give you one last kiss. Being alone ain't as hard as I thought it'd be. Damn it, I'm lying. Drown my sorrow in a bottle of pain just to keep myself from crying. There's a thing I've learned about easing the hurt instead of 100 proof will never make you feel like new. But I'm coming around to the truth that I'll never get over you. Around every corner there's a picture of us in my mind, just like it was yesterday. Being alone ain't as hard as I thought it'd be. Damn it, I'm lying. Drown my sorrow in a bottle of pain just to keep myself from crying. There's a thing I've learned about easing the hurt. It's that a 100 proof will never make you feel like new. But I'm coming around to the truth that I'll never get over you.
Come on.
Yeah.
Woo.
Atta boy.
Go over you. Thank y'all.
Damn. All right.
Starting yeah. sad, baby. Come on.
All right. Oh, we starting sad. We're going to go sad first round.
Are we going
to? Hey, I'm there for it.
Oh, brother. Okay. Uh-oh. Well, I'll whip out an old one then because I know for sure Garrett's going to play In All. All In.
In All
In
On.
All.
In All.
Dude, what? What's that called when you get stuff backwards, forwards?
Dyslexia.
Dyslexia.
Yeah. I yeah. think that's what hit me just now.
That's all right.
Are you diagnosing me right now?
A little bit.
Okay.
Just a tad.
Well, this is called Vices. I haven't played this song in a hot
shit.
Minute, bro.
Okay.
It's been at least a year and a half since I've whipped this thing out, I think.
You keep saying whip it out. Same. I'm just saying, Emily.
You know, it is what it is, brother.
You're one.
Take that how you want it, dear.
You get a girlfriend, and all of a sudden you're just whipping it out. Like, dude, what's going on?
Oh, Garrett. Anyway, brother. This is called Vices. I wrote this with Garrett and Matt, these knuckleheads, bro. Oof. I really hope I remember this song.
You got the whiskey, and I got the cocaine. Never would have dreamed it'd be like this till we walked away. The mirrors in this house don't recognize me anymore. I'm just a ghost passing through, wondering if you're dying too. So I'll pour a glass of wine and light a candle down the hall. Our own vices. I shouldn't need these white lines for me to see you clearly, but this cloud of smoke just seems to know what I really need. And is it you or is it
like
yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. That's the archives.
God, okay. I didn't forget about the song, but I haven't heard that song in so long.
Yeah. It's been a minute. Yeah.
Dude, I forgot Matt was there.
What is it? Wait, who are you? What's your name?
Dude, not here, but I just forgot you were. I thought Emily just wrote that song herself, and we were just like.
Hey, it seems like it. The way she sings like, it, it seems like she wrote it by herself.
Yeah. Emily's in the corner just like, okay, guys, I figured it out. You know? Yeah.
I understand it now.
Let's get a work tape.
Yeah.
And they just kind of, y'all just look at each other and like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Garrett and Matt just twiddling their thumbs, and I'm going to work on this thing. I've been that way a few times.
Well,
man.
We were twiddling something.
All right, so this next one we're gonna do, we're gonna keep it with the, let's keep it with the sad vibes. So I wrote this song with Emily and Matt, and actually they had kind of written it first, and they kind of brought it to me and like, hey, at the time I was going through a divorce and I didn't really know my head from the hole in the ground, and
yeah,
and they man, they just kind of wrote this song to pull me out of a stink, and yeah, I was actually kind of being a dick the whole time, and I don't know, I just didn't want to go do anything, and. And they really pulled me out of slump, and me and Emily went to Virginia to go play a show together, and she said, hey, I want to show you this song, and I just started bawling. And so I kind of put my own little twist on it, and the next thing you know, we had this song, and this is actually the song that Josh heard to invite me to play the podcast the first time, and then I think this is my fourth time playing. So this is Josh's favorite song of mine. It's called Your Side of the Bed. You can find it anywhere you stream music, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Mm-hmm.
everybody.
Yeah, dude, nice job.
Thank you.
Woo. What a beautiful song.
Oh.
I know, dude.
Damn.
Matt, would you happen to be related to, I never asked you this, were you ever related to Lucy England, the porn star?
Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't know that information, but I not that I know of.
No,
I could
dude,
do
I
some
thought,
research.
I thought so.
Where'd you find
her? Your tits are different. I knew that.
No, I don't know of any Lucys that I'm related to, no.
You know, I was going to use that joke for Zach, but I was like, he might have better ones than Lucy, so I don't know. Emily, how do you feel about man titties?
How do I feel?
He is so fucking out of pocket, man. I love this.
I don't know. I think maybe, like, I'm not the question. I'm not the person to ask about.
Hey, yo, disclaimer. He texted in our group chat. He said, I'm going to be PG-13 tonight, so just.
Yeah.
13. I'll keep it 13.
This
underrated.
This is the Garrett we know and love, baby. Come
so,
on.
So, that reminds me of a story, all right? You know. Yeah.
She said display.
You know. Somebody once told me a butthole is a butthole, and I think he just liked the way it feels. But this actually reminds me of a song we wrote about hitting the G-spot. It was Matt, Emily, and I. It was like, because there ain't a damn thing that can hit me in the G-spot.
Sweet spot. Yeah, yeah. Close. Very close.
Let me change that real quick.
You could change the lyric if you like.
I mean, it wasn't finished anyway.
That's
know?
Right.
I
yeah.
mean, you put you released it.
You got
to
finish.
No pun intended.
Yes.
That.
I mean, you released the song, but it wasn't done, so it makes sense to
that's
edit
right.
it now.
Yeah, that's right.
You know.
Yeah, like a remix.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Ludacris.
Yeah, Ludacris. Yeah.
This one's called All In. I've been working my fingers to the bone. It's looking like a lot more of them, but I'd rather do 90 back home than settle on into your loving. Cause there ain't a damn thing that can hit me in the sweet spot like the taste of your kiss. And it busts my ass in the summer sun, gets me loving on you like this. I'm all in on a front porch screen door driver. Ain't never been paid. I never been the kind to hang my hat and watch my wild side wave. Goodbye. I might be delusional, but I just can't hold it in, cause I'm all in. I'm all in. Are you guys thinking about the G-spot? Life looks a little bit different, planting roots down in Tennessee. Yeah, the boys might miss me on Saturdays, but there's nowhere else I'd rather be. I'm all in on a front porch screen door driver. Ain't never been paved. I've never been the kind to hang my hat and watch my wild side wave. Goodbye. I might be delusional, but I just can't hold it in. Anybody want a mouse solo? Not like that. Yes. Yes. Cause I'm all in on a front porch screen door driver. Ain't never been paved. I never been the kind to hang my hat and watch my wild side wave just snap. Goodbye. I might be delusional, but I just can't hold it in, cause I'm all in on a front porch screen door driver. Ain't never been paid. I never been the kind to hang my hat and watch my wild side away. Goodbye. I might be delusional, but I just can't hold it in, cause I'm all in. I'm all in. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how much I love playing rounds with you guys.
Dude, honestly, so true.
We haven't done this in a hot minute. I mean, maybe it's for good reason, as we just saw, but.
Yeah, well,
just not in public places.
Yeah, not it's public places yet. It's all Garrett's fault.
This hey, next this song. This is America.
Go ahead.
I I thought this was America.
This is America, dude. Say what you want.
That's right. Damn right.
Have you listened to the Josh Terry podcast? I think we can say what we want on
here. Yes. Yes.
This next song I'm going to play is a product of one of those We Should Write moments. I was playing at Live Oak on a writer's round, and this gentleman named Micah Kennedy approached me and said, "Hey, man, we write kind of similar songs. Would you want to write one together?" And me, Micah, and Victoria Wells and Austin Michael Dorr got together and wrote this song. It's called Memories Drown. It ain't been easy, but I'm trying to get past the fact that you let me go. Score ain't even, you're in the lead and leaving, and girl, it ain't even close. I've been wasting my time trying to swim against the tide that you created. We were burning down the nights, now you're turning out the lights, and damn, I hate it. You've been acting like you worried about me, asking if I'm ever gonna settle on into this heartbreak. And I can say a few words, pour a little whiskey, try to ease a hurt, but you ain't worth the wasted thoughts I'm thinking. Might as well go on and settle down, cause I'm sitting my ass on a hardwood bar stool, making damn sure your memories drown. Sure your memories drown. You got me reeling, the way you're treating me, I can't believe it. Cause your leaving's got me seeing who you were was really lying. I'm damn tired of you holding my head underwater, misperceived. I'm begging you, please, you keep the note. Believe me, the bottle. You've been acting like you worry about me, asking if I'm ever gonna settle on into this heartbreak. And I can say a few words, pour a little whiskey, try to ease the hurt, but you ain't worth the wasted thoughts I'm thinking. Might as well go on and settle down, cause I'm planting my ass on a hardwood bar stool, making damn sure your memory's drowned. Sure your memory's drowned.
Atta boy, Matt, come on.
You've been acting like you worry about me, asking if I'm ever gonna settle on into this heartbreak. And I can say a few words, pour a little whiskey, try to ease a hurt, but you ain't worth the wasted thoughts I'm thinking. Might as well go on and settle down, cause I'm planting my ass on a hardwood bar stool, making damn sure your memory's down. Sure your memory's down. Thank y'all.
Yeah. Man, fuck you, man. This song's so good.
This song's so good.
I hate you so much. Every time I write with any of you guys, I'm like, fuck them. But
that,
I love
like
you.
That group
it's
of people
of
that day, we were just firing on all cylinders, man. One of those rocks.
It's out of love.
That's how I feel about Emily. Any Emily Artigo song, dude.
Oh, yeah. It's, if Emily's on the right,
fair.
It's fire. Period.
I love all y'all stuff. Stop it.
No, you know what's so rude about Emily?
Everything's fine. What, Garrett?
We'll write stuff, and then she won't put any of the chords down in the sheet. And I'm like, Emily, I don't know what the hell you're playing. And she's like, you figured out, stupid.
God, Emily, they make me sound so great.
No, you are really great. We do love
you. We can't keep up. That's what we're saying.
You barely ate any. I offered you so much food the first times we wrote, and you were like, I don't want it. And then eventually you took a glass of water.
Eventually,
which is great.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah. But, I mean, I have yet to finish a full glass of water at your
That's
house.
That's true. It's kind of rude.
Yeah.
Because I dosed that shit, and you're not taking the full thing. Like, well, I'm wasting drugs, Emily.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, brother, damn. So to a more wholesome topic we have here. I became a mom this year and feel super lucky. To have the cutest little family to to think about and love now and worry about, and for sure makes me want to do this much harder than I've ever done it. Do this career, whatever this career is, however it's supposed to be, I can do it with a cute little nugget.
Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with The Moorings. Our fleet of modern custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than The Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. Nothing less than The Moorings.
Right behind me and a beautiful woman right next to me, and I feel super lucky. And at 25, I did not know this would be me, dude. I'm the youngest of all these cats here, and I have that against them, and I'll always hold it against them. As I should, that's right. But, you know, I feel like I'm right where I need to be and super lucky for that. But even so, I'm young enough to still be a kid and but old enough to have my own. Isn't that a weird feeling? So I wouldn't trade it for the world. This is called Somewhere Between.
I don't live at home with my parents. I don't have a 10% down payment. Some days I'm up with the sun. There's some I'm in bed to one. 20-something, but something's missing. If I got it all together, why is it that I'm somewhere between steady and standing on shaking ground? Somewhere between. Tied down, my heart's still young, but I'm older now. When I look around, it's hard not to see you. 10 steps ahead or behind me, 'cause I'm somewhere between steady and standing on shaking ground. Somewhere between knowing exactly who I am, but still dying to figure it out. Time don't stop for anyone, I guess. When it's all said and
so much. Thank you.
Wow. I gotta follow that. Jesus.
I don't envy you, brother.
So, this next one I'm gonna do, it's actually funny. The Josh Terry podcast is a podcast that my wife and I and my kids listen to every time it comes out.
That's hilarious.
And that, maybe not this one. Maybe not this one.
Not this one. Love you, Hensley.
I'm gonna have to fast forward. But I told my daughter that I was going to play for the Josh Terry podcast, and she thought it was the coolest shit ever. And so I promised her I would play the song I wrote for her. And she turned 4 this year, and it's freaking wild. And then we just had our second baby in January, this past January. And she's about to turn 1, and that is blowing my mind as well. But this is a song I wrote for my babies. The song is called Little One. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yes, you are.
I pray that you see Jesus in the way daddy walks. I pray that you hear God every time you hear me talk. And I hope you feel my love every time I tuck you in. And you know that it's still there when daddy's gone again. I pray that you accomplish every dream you ever start. I pray work hard, love with all your heart, and I hope you never feel a single ounce of pain, but just know that when you do, I'll shield you from the rain, little one. Right now you're too young to understand that every time I hold you, I hold the world in my hands. Gonna grow every day, but you'll never be too old for me to pray for my little one. I think about your first steps, even your first words. I think about your future and how you change the world. I'll never understand why the Lord picked me, and you'll never comprehend that you'll always be my little one. Right now you're too young to understand that every time I hold you, I hold the world in my hands. Little one, you're gonna grow. Gonna make my hair turn gray, and one day when you're older, you're gonna come to me and say, there's a little one that's too young to understand, but daddy taught me how to love her the best that I can. And that little it's gonna grow every day, and dad, you'll never be too old just to pray for my little one.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice job, Zach Davis.
Thanks, Garrett Schultz.
You know what's so awesome? I'm so happy you can finally see your little one with these goddamn glasses on your face. Yeah. This dude, fucking, he's telling us his prescription. He's like, oh, I'm like negative 120. You're like, dude, what are you driving? He drove without glasses for the longest time.
That's true. That's true.
Society.
Yeah, Lars, yeah, yeah.
Lauren, did you want to do shots now or after?
Oh, shots.
Oh, we're doing them?
Can you guys do shots?
Yeah.
Sure.
Is that okay?
What is it?
Green tea shots.
Yeah. I know who was talked to.
Thank you. Thank you, baby. Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Thank you, Lauren. Yeah,
yes, I'll take the smaller one.
You just pass them down if you want.
You take one down,
God
pass it
around.
Keep this one.
Three shots of beer on the stage.
And here you go. Okay, and then here's the last one.
Thank you. You got the big one. Thank you, Lauren. I got the big one. Great.
Yeah, you did.
I love you, babe. Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren.
Does anybody want to do toast?
I'll do it.
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, I love doing toasts. Folks, if you have a drink in your hand, we'd love for you to toast with us. This is to good people, to good music, to this country, and to living every day to its absolute best with people we love.
Amen.
Amen.
Cheers, you guys.
Cheers, cheers, baby.
Cheers, 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 cheers. Was that too wholesome for you, Garrett? I heard you giggle.
No, dude, I thought it was never going to end. I was like,
wow. Man, I could have
no,
gone
that
longer.
Was great. I was kidding. I love you, Em. Thank you so much.
I love you, Garrett.
That was beautiful. This is probably going to hit me mid-song. But this actually, I'm a religious man. This actually reminds me of a conversation in Proverbs 4:20 where Jesus was quoted to have said, I'm so broke, I got to jerk off the cat to feed the dog. And I think right now that speaks measures,
Garrett.
Right? With the way the world is in today's society.
Yeah, Garrett. Yeah.
So, when it comes down to it, it's all about hard work. And who knows more about hard work than blue-collar boys and blue-collar girls? So, this
there
one called...
Go. And you brought me back.
Blue-collar
ways.
Lost
you for a
second, bub. Sun rising up just to start a new day. And I wish I could say it the same. But these... Gotta stand to work, man. All they can keep the wolves away. Ain't much what I got is mine, and it never came easy to me. I ain't putting down the suit and tie crowd. One look and you'll see. Even one for the dirt, dust, blood, mud. Blue collar living, that's the way I grew up in the red, white, and the blue. When the collar stands tall, brother, I do too. I ain't saying I'm perfect, but I come a long way. I love how to fight every day in my blue collar way. Ain't 9 to 5, no paid overtime. We work till the job gets done. That's the way I was raised, it ain't no mistake. Say it's in my blood, even one for the dirt, dust, blood, mud. Blue collar living, that's the way I grew up in the red, white, and the blue. When the collar stand tall, brother, I do too. I ain't saying I'm perfect, but come a long way. I love how to fight every day. Cause around here the gold's in your hands. So don't worry about me, I got what I need. It's the way of a blue collar man. If it weren't for the dirt, dust, blood and mud. Blue collar living, that's the way it grew up. In the red, white and the blue. Brother, I stand tall. If it weren't for the dirt, dust, blood and mud. Blue collar living, that's the way it grew up. In the red, white and the blue. Matt, I was laughing halfway through, and you're like, and you brought me back.
You lost me for that first part, bub. I love you. All right, Zach, this is your round. I'm going to let you pick what song I'll play last. We going Blue Ribbon or Close?
Oh,
we have
you,
a
Zach.
Dilemma.
That's
Fight
Zach
to the
Davis's
death.
Twin out in the yard there.
If you do Blue Ribbon, I'll sing Close.
Best of both. I'll play Blue Ribbon and you can play Close.
Hell yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
That'll work.
Let's do it.
All right, this is a song I wrote with Mr. Aaron Clafton and Miss Brittany Moore. We couldn't figure out what we was going to write. She said, hey, I got this cool idea about a ribbon and tying it to Pabst Blue Ribbon. We got any PBR drinkers in the house?
Yeah.
I'm a cold beer drinker.
Yeah. Me too. Well, this song's called Blue Ribbon. I came in next to last in my graduating class. I never tried in school. My only claim to fame was when I took fourth place at the Cheatham County Track and Field. I never hit on a scratch-off ticket, never won best in show. I lost it all, but I'm still winning without any silver or gold. 'Cause I got a blue ribbon shining in my right hand. Ain't gotta ask me what I'm sipping. Nothing gets me like a PBR can. On a Saturday night, time to waste ain't a trophy in sight. But I got a full case of blue. So I'm sitting here in first place. Got hustled playing darts with a guy at the bar. Guess it went to his head. 'Cause he left with my girl. Man, I should really hate her. I don't care, I'm coming in red. 'Cause I got a blue shining in my right hand. Ain't gotta ask me what I'm sipping. Nothing gets me like a PBR can. Saturday night, but time to waste ain't a trophy in sight. But I got a full case of blue ribbon. So I'm sitting here in first place. Time to waste ain't a trophy in sight. But I got a full case of blue ribbon. So I'm sitting here in first place. Blue ribbon. So I'm sitting here in first place.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Hoo! Blew my voice out, but that's Blue Ribbon, baby. Come on.
Dude, it's beautiful,
love that song.
Folks, how we feeling? We okay out there? We good? We feeling all right? Appreciate y'all being here, you guys. I hope y'all enjoying it so far. I love these guys. We like to have fun, like to be an absolute, what's a nice word to put us as?
Well, we did use unhinged for a little bit.
I think it's lost its shine, Gary.
Yeah, that's true.
It for sure has. But
we'll come up with something new just for us. Huh?
Yeah. I mean, I think just the absolute bare bones of it is that these are good guys, and we like to have a good time. And country music is the best it's ever been, I think, at this point. So we're just absolutely vibing and loving it, loving being here in this town. So thank you all so much for coming to see us tonight. I'm torn on what to play next. Let me see. I'll do. Da, 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 I don't know.
Dude, you're just scrolling through a Rolodex of great songs. You know? And the fact that you can remember how to play them all is just crazy to me.
What about Woman and Me?
The Woman and Me?
Oh,
yes. You like that one?
Woman and Me.
This is Lauren's round.
Oh, my God.
I love this sound. Song.
I think I know which one you're thinking of. So I wrote this one with Shelby Ray and Laura Pearson, I guess like a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago. It's been that long. Yeah, it's been that long. But I love the song, and I love those two women that I got to write it with. So thank you so much, Josh, for having me on the podcast. I appreciate it a whole lot. Thank you so, so much. And Zach, for getting us all on here, my friend. Thank you so much.
Bye,
all right, this is called The Woman in Me. Sister to my brother, a daughter to my mother, and more times than not, I forget about me. A friend to my neighbor, a somebody's savior, the simplest heart I got. Everybody sees the woman. Always over committing. I keep giving and giving, but it's me that I'm missing. The woman in me is weathered and worn. I light myself a fire just to make sure you're warm. I can't really help it. It's the way that I'm wired. Sister to my brother, a daughter to my mother, more times than not, I forget about me. Something
yes.
Like that.
Nice job, yeah.
Thank y'all so much. Thank you, thank you.
I love that freaking song. That's got to be one of the best songs I've ever heard. Every time you hear that, it honest to God makes me think about my mom.
Yeah.
And God dang. God. All right. This is going to be my last one.
Zach's like, can you move that cable up 5?
You got it, brother.
Zach's got the register of the Rascal Flatts guy.
Gary
LaVox.
I wish. I wish. Yeah, that'll work. All right, so this next song I'm going to do, this is a song that me and Matt and Christian Yancey wrote together. This song is called Close. This is one of my favorite songs I think I've been a part of, and hope you guys enjoy it.
going down a one-way dead end road. Wasn't the kind of guy that your dad didn't like for you to bring back home. Was in a total lost cause, but if I'm being honest with you, girl, I was cold. The night you found me, I was drowning on the deep end of a dive bar. Searching for a saving grace, just a little change, but I didn't know where to start. And girl, you saw me for who I could be. You could have ran, but you held me close. Little did I know, someone somewhere's looking down on me. Knew a girl like you is everything I need. Now I got a little settled down, got me turning around, and we're breaking ground on a dead end road. Guess God knew what I needed most. You might not be an angel, but girl, I swear you're close. Never thought I'd get a second chance to be a better man. But girl, look where we are. All it took was a headlight dance, your hand in my hand, underneath those stars. And I'll admit it, even though I didn't say those three words that night, baby, I was close. And I guess someone somewhere's looking down on me. Turns out all I needed was a little heaven that I found in you. And I guess someone somewhere is looking down on me. Knew a girl like you was everything I needed.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, Garrett.
Oh, yes.
All right, G-Rat, hit us on a big one, baby, right here. Yeah. Come on.
Grant Rampum.
Are you ready?
Grant Rampum. Grant Rampum.
Listen, Grant's about to come out.
No, no, no. Please be on. No, no, no.
Emily's nervous.
I
just want to say, Josh, Terry, thank you so much for having us and letting us be up here on stage. Zach, thanks for
Thank you, Josh.
Thanks for having us on this round. And I, you know, as we go through the years, I feel like it's been centuries since we've seen each other and since we get to do the things we do. Zach is currently shooting 30 for 30, selling 30 cars in a month. Is that right?
That's right.
Yo, applause for that. He's super close.
Yes.
See, but I've got low data. So, like, the pictures didn't come through. And I thought you were talking about hot dogs. And I texted him. I was like, dude, don't let those wieners get you down, man. You're going to get it.
Garrett.
And – dude, but he hasn't texted me in a while, so this is the first time we see each other. Matt is in charge of all the Central Kentucky trash. He takes care of it all, and he still lets my ex-girlfriend live there, which is, you're such a gentleman. Dude, thank you so much, Matt. And Emily, you like girls. That's awesome. High five.
Hell yeah, dude.
That reminds me about a girl that broke my heart. And it was Kelly, Matt, and I think wrote this song. This one's called Wasn't Over For Me. Am I right, Kelly, Matt? It Wasn't Over For Me? Is that right? Yeah. I think you were. Maybe it was just Kelly and I.
Anyway.
No, you wasn't over for me.
Yeah, I wasn't a part of that one, bub.
All right, here we go.
It's a good song.
Thank you guys again for listening here. Well, I guess it's time to lose my mind, 'cause I've gone, lost everything else. When you walked out on me, you took more than our love and diamond ring. You had the head start from the beginning. Love ain't a game, but I'm damn sure you're winning. 'Cause it wasn't over for dancing in the kitchen, baby, kissing love and going crazy. Don't need nothing else but the way your body's melt. Waking up the sun on you, wishing this would last long. I know they say you're finally free, but it wasn't over for me. I guess this hurt is still getting worse, even though I swear I'm over you. Only thing not the same between night and day is you never left me. And not in my head, we're still dancing in the kitchen, baby, kissing love and going crazy. Don't need nothing else but the way our bodies melt. Waking up the sun on you, wishing this would last long. I know they say you're finally free, but it wasn't over for 5 years and 7 days. Now it's all gone up in flames. I fell in love so easily. Damn, I thought we were meant to be dancing in the kitchen, baby, kissing love and going crazy. Don't need nothing else but the way your body's melt. Waking up the sun on you, wishing this would last long. I know they say you're finally free, but it wasn't over for me. Thank y'all for listening. We got awesome music coming up next. Y'all make some noise for this round up here tonight. Thank you, Josh Sherry.
Thank you, Josh.
Shit. I just want to say, I want to remind y'all real fast that we're recording all night. The way they talk shit when our listeners hear this shit back, they love that shit.
Hell yeah.
The more trash you talk, the more entertaining it is. This ain't like a normal writer's round. This show is actually, you wouldn't think by looking at me or listening to me, it's kind of successful and shit. So, it is top 1% in the fucking world. And it's only because we got great guests and people to do the show like this. So, please, if you're an artist or anybody that's on stage or does anything with us the rest of the night, talk some shit and have some fun. Hell guys, yeah. Y'all just murdered that shit.
Yeah, you damn right. You damn right.
Somebody mute Garrett's
mic. You know what, Zach? You kiss like a girl. I said it.
Garrett had nothing to do with success of that, by the way. Y'all real fast, give it up for Mr. Matt on the end right here. Give him a round of applause.
Woo-hoo. Thank y'all.
Miss Emily.
Yeah.
Zach for putting this round together.
Yeah, Zach
Davis.
And Garrett's nasty ass mouth down there. Y'all give him a round of applause. We'll be right back with the next round. And one more time, you'll get to hear all this back next week. A lot of these songs you've heard are unreleased. The only place you can hear it until they put it out is on the Josh Terry Podcast. Thank y'all for listening. We'll be back in a few minutes with the next round.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.